Bernie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing dandy. How are you doing, Tony?
Tell folks what Epic MRA does.
Well, Epic MRA stands for Educational, Political, Industrial, Consumer, Market Research and Analysis. And we do polling, but we also do consulting with businesses and schools and hospitals. Most of our work is polling, but we also do database work and helping people target their communications with not only their members, if it's an organization, but also with the public. So we do a whole variety of different types of things, but we're known mostly for doing polling.
Well, you don't know this yet, but Brittany is going to be calling you to get you on the program Monday and Tuesday, because obviously Tuesday's election day, and we're going to want your insights. So get ready for that.
By the way, we will be having tonight, our media clients will be releasing our last poll before the election, so it'll be on the TV stations, and that includes TV 10, tonight at 6 o'clock, and it'll be in the paper in the Free Press tomorrow, our last survey.
Also, Brittany will be calling you about coming on the program tomorrow to talk about that poll. Bernie, we had Virge Bonero on the program yesterday, and he may have took a shot at you. He believes that your polling information may be skewed and misleading because you tried to get him fired back in the day, and I know you'd like to address that allegation.
I was just I was listening to the program, and I was totally flabbergasted because, you know, for one thing, you know, I wouldn't skew our numbers for anything, and I can tell you in a minute about a previous gubernatorial election with Howard Wolpe, who was a near and dear friend, and our numbers were not friendly to him at all, and showed that he would lose, and he did. But when Verge said that I didn't like him, and that I tried to have him fired, the last thing I remember, I was in fact his boss back in the Michigan House of Representatives. I was the director of communications and public affairs, and one of the last things that I did was I brought him into the speaker to meet with him to get the speaker's approval of a pay raise that I had pushed for him, because I considered him one of the best one or two writers on the staff. And he met with the speaker, and the speaker approved of the pay raise, and he said to Verge, so now we have a commitment from you to stay at least through the election. And Verge said, oh, absolutely. And the next day or 2 days later, he accepted a job working with the Senate staff.
That's not right.
So I went to bat for him, and I felt slighted by that. But to suggest that I somehow didn't like him, that was 20 years ago, and I have had conversations with him since then. I have always been very complimentary to him. I've predicted that he would be successful in his election efforts, running for mayor. Now the polling, I also predicted that he would win the primary, although he misunderstands that. In a Skubik interview, I said if he doesn't have money, he can't win, and he didn't have money. However, little did I know that the labor unions and other groups would put $2 million into funding through the Genesee County Democratic Party. Had I known that, I would have said, of course he's going to win. I was stunned when I heard that, and I also think that he has done an excellent job as mayor. And today with the announcements of the new jobs that are coming here, I mean, he has to get a lot of credit for standing up and protecting the auto industry and making the case nationally for getting funding for them, because that has proven to be something that was successful, and the voters in Michigan overwhelmingly support that. However, this is a bad time for Democrats to be running, and I don't think that if Mother Therese had come back and was running for governor that she would be doing much better as a Democrat running for governor right now. And I think next Wednesday, odds are he's probably going to be able to refocus his efforts in doing a good job as Lansing's mayor.
Well, if I was to play both sides of being a devil's advocate, we always like to make it clear that polls are just a segment of the audience and what they may do. But when you're way behind in a menagerie of polls, I think it would be politically fruitful to say that polls are skewed and we don't know what people are really going to do until they vote.
Well, the thing is that our polling has been pretty accurate, and it's not like Epic MRA's poll is the only one that's showing him 20 points behind. I mean, you've got half a dozen polls, and all of them are about 20 points. A poll was released yesterday at 18 points by the Detroit News, so it's not like we're the only game in town. Why he would want to single us out, I'm not sure why, but each to his own, I guess.
All right. Well, Bernie, we have to run. Stay on the line. We want to get you booked for tomorrow about the new poll that is going to be released. And where can folks get those details? I know that you release them to not only a newspaper but a television station.
Right after they are published by our media clients, you can check out epicmra.com, check out the press room, and every one of our polls is posted, so you can see the wording of the questions and usually a poll memo that I put together so you can learn all about it.
All right, stay on the line, Bernie. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Tony.